We'll start with Halachmani, obviously. Halachmani, we know, is divided up in four sentences. Halachmani, Rabbi Acholah, son of Aaron, that's right. So Lechamoini, what's the whole meaning of eating Lechamoini? We know that why matzah? Why are we matzah? Kilo Batut says because there's no time for the food to rise. First of all, I think Maral even asked. First of all, doesn't mean literally, because it's not true. Because we didn't leave Mitzrayim in haste. We only left Mitzrayim the next morning. We allowed us to leave early at night. We grew together. Obviously, not literally. There's obviously an Indian of there's a deeper Indian to not letting the matzah rise. And Bechlal, why is it called Lechamoini? Not poor man's bread. I mean, it might be poor man's bread, but we say, Oh, Rachmani, Dachola, the son of Barad, the Mitzrayim. We didn't eat matzah in Mitzrayim. When did we matzah in Mitzrayim? For care. Say that a few times Klal Yisrael grumbled, and he said, we remember Zacharno, it's a dogim, it's a avatichim, and it must have been very close to a lot of restaurants in Mitzrayim. They weren't starved and survived on Lechamoini, so it's a pshat. And then the next sentence is Kol Dichven Yeisav Yeichol, Kol Dichven Yeisav Yeisach. Everybody should come. Mitzvah Achnas Zorchim. No, Mitzvah Achnas Zorchim is going to do Pesach. Mitzvah Achnas Zorchim is every day of the year, on Shabbos and all the other Yom Tov. It seems like the Pesach is an Indian of Kol Dichven Yeisav Yeichol. Why? And then we say, Shata Avda, now we're Avodim, Shana Bo Ben Echoyim, or Shata Hewe Hewe Ngolus, Shana Bo Ba'adu Yisrael, instead of the wrong way around, starts Ashata Ocha, Shana Bada Yisrael, Ashata Amda, Shana Bada Bnei Choy. Again, why are we mentioning that? The Ramadic Yisrael, I think when we discussed Lech Lecha, we discussed this Yisrael. Yisrael to understand the whole Akdoma, to learn Seder, to Chlal, to Pesach. This is Yisrael, the Yisrael is of Pesach. On Pesach, Chlal Yisrael were born as a nation. Yechezkel says it Befeirish, Perk Zayin. And we say those psukim in Agoda, and you all know these psukim of Pahat, because you hear it by Bris Mila as well. Ere alayach misbeisesus b'damayich, boi melach b'damayich ayi, boi melach b'damayich. These are all Yechezkel describing a woman's birth, right? A woman's birth is dam that comes out, that's the dam. In other words, Klal Yisrael were born as a nation, as an am. Klal Yisrael were born there, that's his concern. Klal Yisrael was born as Neschadosh, a whole new Bria. What does it mean it was Neschadosh, a whole new Bria? When Klal Yisrael was born, it was Neschadosh that the rest of the Bria is Toyo Vavoyo Vachoshech. And they are the real Bria. What does that mean? That's what I'm just trying to explain this in the simplest way. We know Bereishis Bara Elokim is a Shemayim es Aretz. Shemayim, we know, we've discussed already once before, that HaShemayim is Gematria Neshama. And Aretz is Aretz. Aretz is the goof of the Bria. When the Aretz is on its own, then Aretz is a Toy Levoy B'choshech. Until Vayem Elokim Yehi Or. Rebbe Shabba says, Vayem Elokim Yehi Or is the Afroba. So what does all that mean? It means the following. The Bria, there's a goof to the Bria, and then there's a Neshama. Klal Yisrael is the Neshama. Klal Yisrael is the Neshama. All the other nations are the goof of the Bria. They are all the Oretz of the Bria. And the Oretz on its own is Toyu Vavoyu Vachosha. Klal Yisrael is the Neshama of the Bria. And therefore, Vayem Elokim Yehi is the Avraham. So, in other words, if we have to say, what's the difference between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the Shivim Umois? The Shivim Umos are the Aretz, and Klal Yisrael is the HaShemayim. Where do we see this? Avraham Avinu is the Shorish of Klal Yisrael. And Vayem Hashem Avraham Lech Lecha Mi'aretzecha U'mimeladetecha Mi'beis Avicha. Avraham Avinu, you're the Shorish of Klal Yisrael. You have to realize that you can't sow the seeds for Klal Yisrael while you're still living in your father's house. Why? Because if Avraham Avinu would have sowed the seeds for Klal Yisrael while he's still living with his father, so then Klal Yisrael will be the nation like any other nation. The rest of the country, it's a nation like any other nation. Niyah kachol ha'goyim chas v'shalom. Shmuel says, no. You're building a nation now that has nothing to do with the rest of the Messiah. It doesn't share any common denominator with a goyim at all, b'chlal. And for that, you can't live with the rest of the goyim. You can't live with the goyim. You go to lech lecha mi'at cholav chol ve'savicha. In the same way that the guf and the neshama come from two opposite places. The guf, anything physical, it's sheresh is in the oretz, and therefore if you throw anything up in the air, where is it going to go? It's going to come down again. Everything goes back to its sheresh. Any davar gashmi is sheresh is in the oretz. Hashem came in a ner, if you take it, a ner always goes up. A ner is flickering, trying to leave, trying to go back up to its sheresh, which is in Shemayim. So we are the ner, because the neshama is called the ner, ner Hashem, nishmas olam. So Klal Yisrael is the neshama of the nations. Therefore we're always mishtoikik to go up to Shemayim. And the rest of the goyim, they are the bria, they are the arts. Therefore they are the toiv avoyi v'choshev. So Hashem is telling Avraham that you're the ner, you're the neshama. And the neshama has nothing to do with the goof. Okay. You know the famous the Magen Avraham on the bracha Vashiyotza in Shulchan Aruch, the Ismail of Reifik Kol Basar Mafli La'asayis. What's the Mafli La'asayis? Says the Ramah, the biggest mess is that the neshama can live in the goof. Right? How can the neshama live in the goof? The two mamish opposites. The goof is full of holes. Why does the neshama just float out of the goof? The very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps together the guf with the neshama is a little pella. That's the kavanah of Rekei Chobosol, Mafli Nasis, the pella, the Mafli Nasis, is that the neshama can be inside the guf. The biggest pella is that Klal Yisrael can live amongst the goyim. Because Klal Yisrael is neshama. Klal Yisrael is the neshama. Klal Yisrael is the neshama of all the goyim. They're the neshama of the Bria. They're not the shaykhs of the Bria. And therefore Hashem says to Avraham, Ero'oretz Asher Arekha. What is the Oretz Asher Arekha? It's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Bechina of the same Bechina. The rest of the world is Oretz, Guf, and Eretz Yisrael is like the Neshama. What's Eretz Yisrael called? The Salach Lifnei Hashem, Ba'atzois, Achayim. What's the Neshama called? Nishmas Chayim. So in other words, the same connection, the same difference between Klal Yisrael and the nations is exactly the same Chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is Toyu, Vavoyu, V'choyshech. And Eretz Yisrael is a mokam of the neshama. Eretz Yisrael is the Atzus Achayim. Trumas and Maestros that we bring from Prophets in Eretz Yisrael, the Mitzvahs at Luis Baritz, are all in Yonim that show Chayim, show Chiyas. For example, Trumas and Maestros are called Maisa, are called Rashis, the Goncha, Tiroshcha, Vitzarecha. And we know Rashis corresponds to that Pele of Rashis, Baal, Kimis, the Shemayim, Es Oretz, where the Shemayim is mentioned together with the Oretz. In other words, in the second pasuk, V'ha'aretz ha'isatoyu v'avoyu, his aretz is mentioned on its own, and it's kulei guf. But in the first rashis, the rashis, which is the rashis, shows that the koyach of the shoyrish, the koyach aleki of the shoyrish of the bria, is in the ground itself. That's what you see in Eretz Yisrael, in the midst of Trumas and Maisus, which are showing the rashis coming out of the aretz, showing the koyach aleki in the aretz itself. That's Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, you've got to go to a unique land. You've got to go to a land which doesn't share anything else with the goyim. You've got to go to a land that the goyim have no achiza to bichlal, because you have to set up a nation that's going to be a nation that's amlevodad yishkoin, that doesn't serve, doesn't share anything with the rest of the goyim either. And if you want to serve, you want to set up a nation that's completely alone and that's completely unique and doesn't have no intrinsic connection with any other nation. You've got to go to the land that's absolutely unique and doesn't share anything with any other land. And so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Eretz Yisrael is Gavoya Mikol Harotzis. What does it mean? It's Gavoya. Geographically, Eretz Yisrael is, you go to the Amarach, you're on the lowest place on earth. So what does it mean? It's Gavoya Mikol Harotzis. It says the Ma'al of Maila. Mitzad the Maila of Eretz Yisrael, it's the highest point. It's the highest point. Eretz Yisrael is the highest. There's nothing higher than Eretz Yisrael, because it's anything that's high means it's elevated, means it doesn't share anything else with anybody lower down. Right? You hoist a king or whatever, you hoist somebody up. When you hoist somebody higher than anything else, it shows that he's nivdal, that he's separate from everybody else. Eretz Yisrael is separate from all the other lands, and therefore it's cut out for the nation that's separate from all the other nations. For the nation that doesn't share anything else at all with any other nation. And that's why the Klal Yisrael is the neshama, and the rest of the omens are the guf, because we don't share, just like the neshama doesn't share anything with the guf, it's the biggest plea that the neshama can rest in the guf, got no connection with the goof, is what then Klal Yisrael doesn't share anything with Umas Olam. Avraham Avinu was in charge of the defining the potential for this nation when he goes Lech Lecho Me'an Tzucha La'oret, then Ve'ez Chila Goy God, then HaKadosh Baruch promises him, and then you can base Klal Yisrael. You can't start up, you can't base the nation Klal Yisrael when you're still living amongst the good. All that whole beginning of Pashas Lech Lecho all came into actuality, all came into actuality Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim. Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim, that was brought out into actuality. Klal Yisrael were born. The Klal Yisrael were born a nation that has to remain completely separate than from all the other nations. Not just another nation on the computer, the United Nations. Right? Klal Yisrael's got nothing to do with the United Nations. United Nations are the Shiva Umos. United Nations are the Shiva Umos. The whole idea of it says that before Mashiach comes, all the nations in the world are going to unite together against Yisrael. That's one of the beginnings of Mechamas Gogomogoy, is that according to some, that's the United Nations. The United Nations are an ichud of the Shivim Umas. Klal Yisrael doesn't belong there. Klal Yisrael is Am Levodad Yishkon. Klal Yisrael is unique on its own. After the Chartonim, Kol Mahatas, Son of Rotsis, Upon of Eroim, Antonim, Kol Hashem. That's why Klal Yisrael had the schus of leaving Mitzrayim to be born as a nation, because when they were in Mitzrayim, they kept themselves unique. Right, you know the Mechilta that says Shalei Shinuos Shemom, Shalei Shinuos Levusham, Shalei Shinuos Leshainom. They dressed like Jews, they talked like Jews, they had Jewish names. In other words, they remained unique even amongst the Goyim. That was the Pella. The Mafli Lasois was the Pella of Klal Yisrael, even though they were living in a country of Goyim. Nevertheless, they kept their uniqueness. The Maral, in Bursa Hashem, I think Per Dalad, Gimel Dalad, hey, one of the first talking. So he's Mazda there. Now why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka put Klal Yisrael in such a nation like Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim was the Iman, the most disgusting nation that existed then. Yecheskel and Perek Chav Gimel called them Besar Chamoyer and Chamoyerom. They're the Basar of an Egyptian is the Basar of a Chamoyer. They're Chamoyer and they're animals. In other words, you know, sometimes it shocks you. You go back to America now, after not being there for 6 months, you walk in the streets, you'll see a punk, or you'll see a skinhead. You'll think your mamish, after not seeing a Goyish face for so long, your mamish think you're looking at an animal. The mamish, you hear the way they speak, you hear the language and the way they speak. The mamish, you know, they're real Goyim. In England, you have the drunkards, the pubs. You see them coming out of the pubs. Mamish animals, they don't look human beings anymore. I'm sure Besar Chamoyer and Chamoyer and Mitzrayim look mamish like that. Besar Chamoyer and Chamoyer, looking Yecheskel Perek Chof Gimel. It says the morale, because Klal Yisrael is so unique that there was an Indian to show the difference. If they would have been put into any other nation, you wouldn't be able to see the mind of Klal Yisrael so much. You wouldn't be able to see how Klal Yisrael doesn't share anything with any of the other Mitzrayim. But putting them into Mitzrayim, is it was so clear that Klal Yisrael, the Tzelem Elokim, was so clear that you look at a Mitzri and you look at a Jew, is you could see clearly that there's a greatest Havdalah, they've got mamish nothing in common. Ever since it's mamish true of today as well. Who's the more dangerous Goy? You know who the more dangerous Goy is? Not the low life like the one we just mentioned, because you're never going to look up at such a Goy, he's an animal, you don't look at him as being a human being, Bechlam. Shane Ken, you've got a very law-abiding, big American lawyer, who always walks with a suit and with his tie with a pink handkerchief in his front pocket, and he's very, very law-abiding. And then sometimes I've heard it from people can say, oh, this guy, this Jew, he's sitting in jail and he's and this and that, and he swindled people and he talks to him davening. My neighbor, even though he's a goy, but he seems better. Chas v'shamas, he say these words, but chas v'chalila. In other words, Klal Yisrael loses its uniqueness when a person can say such a sentence. If it shows that Klal Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, has lost its uniqueness, has lost its Am Levodad Yishkon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in Mitzrayim where nobody can make a mistake. Nobody could say that they can't see the difference between the Egyptian and just imagine today there'd be a country, there'd be America. You arrive at Kennedy Airport and the customs, there's a law that every woman who's good looking has got to be taken to President Bush. Abraham and Sarah arrive at customs and they say, that's it, she's going to be taken to President Obama. What sort of rating would that country have amongst all the other nations? That's all Mitzrayim was. You cross the border, Sarah was beautiful, straight away taken to power, taken to the king. That's the lesson, that's the example that the king sets. So there was an animal nation. You could see them being so unique in that nation, so Hashem spoke of to put them in that nation. And Hashem takes them out of that nation, as you see so clearly, the Hamadl in Kodesh Lachor, and all Achoshech, Ben Yisrael, Amen. Hashem is Ben Yisrael, just like all Achoshech, Mamish, the same all Achoshech, is Amen. All Achoshech, Ben Yisrael, Amen. Kod Yisrael is the all. Ayyamel Kimi, the all, the Tzafran that we mentioned. The rest of the Umas Olam, they're the Bechin of the Guf, they're the Oretz, it's Tori Lavoy of Achoshech. Mamish exactly the same, Abdullah, just like Olam Achoshech can't go together, is also Ben Yisrael, Olam can't go together. And it's a W Dua, and you all know this, some of it is that they always, the Tzoros, the anti-Semitism always began when the Jews started acting like the Goyim, or Jews, Haskalah, Jewish philosophy started saying that you have to live like a Goyim, you've got to, inside you can be a Jew, but outside you've got to be like the Goyim. That always rose up, that always stirred up always the anti-Semitism. As long as Jews understood, and as long as Jews felt that Amr Vodad Yishkan, of course they have to get on with the Goyim, Dinah the Malchus, the Dinah, and Mekim Shabeach, and Shleim HaMalchus. But nevertheless, we're not looking to associate ourselves with them and hog them with their customs, with their holidays, with their etc. Because Am Levodad Yishkan, we're unique. We belong in Eretz Yisrael, and we're the Am which is unique. And just like the Neshama and the Guf can't mix, or the Choshech can't mix, and Klal Yisrael and the rest of the Amos Island can't mix. This is the sort of Yitzis Mitzrayim, the birth of Klal Yisrael and then Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Erelach Mitzvaseses with the Mayach, our birth. Was a unique nation born, it's got nothing to do with the rest of the Messiah. That's Lachem Oini. That's Allah, Ma'anya Diachola, the son of Aradim Israel. The Maral says that why is it called Lachem Oini? Because what's the difference between an Oni and an Osher? An Osher is somebody who's part of his own Matthias is external to himself, is outside of himself. Right? We find sometimes people value their money over there. Themselves, right? Which means that a person can feel more intrinsically connected to his nechosim than he does to himself. Which means that he himself is not unique to himself. His own metzias is spread into things which are external to himself. An oni hasn't got anything himself. All an oni has is himself. Doesn't have anything else. What's the difference between chometz and matzah? Chometz is when you put yeast in. Chometz is with addition. Matzah is the finest ingredients, the flour and water. That's the plainest food in the world, flour and water, which means it's the unique ingredients itself without any sophists, without any additions. Well, that's not locha, right? It's a Gemara Masechta, that matzah shira, you can't be Makayim, let's say that with matzah shira, what's called wealthy matzah. Instead of flour and water, you use flour and made pears. Which means that anything that's an addition to the mamish, the water, which is the plainest thing, anything which is an addition to it, is really, you can't use that. And may pay us. Yeah.
Isn't that the tradition of
the last that the good and the together? No. So Shalom is that the excellent. What does it mean that the Guf and the Shama together? So Shalom is that the Guf, what is the Guf and the Shama, the whole relationship between the Guf and the Shama is only when the Guf, not with the looking at the Guf and the Shama together as a Shlemus is when the Guf serves the Neshama. That Indian of the Guf serves the Neshama, the Guf is subordinate to the Neshama, is that's the Tachlas of Shlemus. What's going to happen last at Lover with the Goyim and the Jews? Not all the Goyim are going to be wiped out. But what the Goyim who are Zoicha, they kept Shabbat Mitzvahs, what are they going to be doing? They're going to be servants of the Jews. That's going to be their Tikkun. In other words, when the Guf serves the Neshama, that's the Koyach. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the two to be together. Only when the Gashmi is bucket to the Ruchni. The Chas Hashanah to a Jew who adapts Goyisha customs, which means the what? Then instead of his Guf serving his Neshama, his Neshama is down in his Guf. That can't last, that can't survive. Now that's the Bechina of Rishon and Bechayim calling Nesim. Even when they're alive, they're called Nesim. And that's the last Rashi in Noyach. Yomas Terach B'Choran. What does Rashi ask? Terach didn't die in Choran. Why didn't they say Yomas Terach B'Choran? Because Rishon, even when they're alive, they're called dead. What's Pshat? Why they're called dead? Pshat is the Iker of front to Risha Yisrael. Why? Because when the Neshama is... Sorry?
When they're alive, they're
called
dead. They have so much money.
Yeah.
So even when they're hung about before the issue, or if all their eyes are there, because even though when they're alive, they're called dead after they spend working.
Ah, I see. When they get old or ill, right. So the pele is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the matzav in order that the goof should become bottled. What happens when the goof is bottled to the neshama? The goof becomes neshamadik. So therefore, the tachlis is, what's the tachlis? The tachlis is not that they're going to remain a goof and neshama as two separate things. The tachlis is that the goof becomes neshama, and the goof becomes neshama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the koyach of the neshama to rest in the goof in order the goof should be bottled to the neshama, should become ayin the efes to the neshama. That's the tachlis, and that's the pillar, yeah. That's right. In other words, because there's chalokim of goyim now on. Chalokim of goyim are going to be destroyed. But when the bria is in the shoyrish, when the bria is back in its shoyrish, back in its tikkun, is of a die. There's no. That's right. That is the gracious. That's why Rosh Chaim are both mentioned in the first pasuk, because the chibur, the tikkun is bereishis, always means the shoyrish come together, they're mentioned together.
Why
do
we say
Masi
Lassos?
Why do we say? Because that's our avoida.
No, to bring the neshama down.
Our avoida is to have our neshama should come down here to make the guf into neshama. Our neshama doesn't need tikkun. Our neshama is always matukun, but our neshama comes down into the guf. In order to bring them, make the good bottle for the neshama, in order to bring the chibur together, the good for the neshama. That's why the Shulchan Aruch, there's no other bracha, there's a whole siman of Shulchan Aruch just on Asher Yatzar. What's so special about the bracha? All brachas are special. The text says, no, that's the Yisoy, but the Yisoy of Avodas Hashem is the Mafli Lassas. So Magna Bram, so that's the Yisoy of the Mafli Lassas. So Meila, that's practically going to be the Lot Elove, where the Guf and the Neshama, the Klal Yisrael, and the Goyim, is the Goyim are going to be bottled to Klal Yisrael. Oh. So where were we up to? Oh, so Lechem Oini is the purest ingredient. Lechem Oini is with no additions. In other words, Lechem Oini, the same thing. When we say Olach Mani, the Cholach Hasan of Adam Mitzrayim, we're talking about that in Mitzrayim, even though we were living amongst Goyim, but nevertheless, we made sure that we were absolutely unique. And that's the Indian. We left Mitzrayim with such haste that the matzah couldn't rise. It wasn't Pshat in time the matzah couldn't rise. The Pshat is that why do we leave Mitzrayim? Because if you would have stayed longer in Mitzrayim, we would have become like them. We would have become like them. So that's why we had to leave Bechipazon. We had to leave Bechipazon in order that we shouldn't become like them. Who? Sorry?
Yeah.
No, it's called leaving. In other words, we grouped together and there was a whole night. In other words, there was definitely enough time for it to rise. It wasn't that we left Bechipazon on the watch, there wasn't enough time for it to rise. But it wasn't an Indian of Klal Yisrael have to leave Bechipazon. It's possible, right? Klal Yisrael have to leave Mitzrayim Bechipazon, because if you would have been there, right, we would have reached the level where we would have become like the Mitzrayim. So that's Pshah Al-Achman Adach Olav Hassan Adlaad in Mitzrayim. We only stayed in Mitzrayim as long as we could stay in Matzah. As soon as it was going to become Chometz, which means as soon as Klal Yisrael was going to become like the Mitzrayim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out in haste. That's the Hakdoma to Pesach, that's the Hakdoma to Leil Seder, which is the Leil Leida of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, I mean, this Yisod will be the Yisod that was going to accompany us in Mitzrayim Hashem through the Haggadah, as we'll see next week in Mitzrayim Hashem. That's the most important yisod. Next pasuk. So I don't go over time today. Kept you long enough last night. The next sentence begins Kol Bichven Yeseh VeYechol. There's a special inyan, even though there's mitzvah Hachnasas Arachim all year round, but there's a special inyan that all the Jews should be together. Leil Seder. Leil Seder is a mitzvah to bring Jews from the street, to bring Jews from outside. Why? Because on our defining stage where we became defined as a unique nation, we don't want any Jews being outside. We don't want any Jews being in the outside world. We want all the Jews to be together as one on this very, very, very important evening of defining. Remember, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, a lot of Mitzrayim wanted to become Gerim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabal them as Gerim, and then later they became the Erev Rav, right? Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu asking them a Kabbalah game? Because when you're at the defining stage, when the whole meaning of Leil Seder is Mitzrayim is to show that we've got the shaykh to the Goyim, and Mitzrayim with a goof, Mitzrayim was the Naguf, and we're the Neshama, and you don't start hiring goofim to join Klal Yisrael. That was at that defining stage, where we have to show that they are the animal, they are the Besach, Hamorim, Hamorim, and we're the Neshama, is you can't mix, you can't mix the two. Later on, when Kabbalah Yisrael is clearly and solidly defined as the Neshama, is everyone the common, is the mitzvah of the Kabbalah of Ger, mitzvah of the Abba, Optimus of Ger, etc. But on that evening, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't supposed to be in the Kabbalah game. Moshe Rabbeinu's avoda was that he wanted to bring the Bria to the Tikkun. But you can only bring the Bria to a Tikkun once you have the Koyach HaTikkun there.
Excellent.
That's how we got an Anakovod when we came out of Mitzrayim. And this is a very, you will see spread out. The whole Inan and an Anakovod is that nobody can come in. We're oblivious. There's nobody around us. We're living in our own world, living in our own bubble, in our own world. Molech always tries to get in. He can only get the people outside the Anakovod. The whole Indian of Klal Yisrael is absolutely unique. It's the whole Indian of the Nanakovod, and that's Sukkah, that's like why we give Sukkah. That's like you're saying, that's why. What are the Gemara's? Perak HaCholah, the last Perak of Sukkah, Sukkah is also a defining stage. But HaKol Panah, so that's why Kol Bichan Yisrael. The same Indian that we just said, also the same Chilik, the same list as you just listed, Jeremy, of Or and Shoma versus Guf and Umas and Klal Yisrael, etc. There's another one to the list, and that's Eved and Bnei Choyim. What's the difference between an Eved and a Bnei Choyim? Or, let's say it easier, who do you equate? If you'd ask your younger brother, on one side you have to have either the Eved and a Choyim, and an Oni and an Asher. So who do you equate together? So you'd say that the Eved is the Oni, and the Asher is the Ben Choyim. But what's the difference, we said, between an Oni and an Asher? That an Asher is Meshubat to externally, things that are external to him. What's an Eved? His whole Metzias is Meshubba to somebody else. So the wealthy man, his whole Metzias is Meshubba to something else, and the Eved, his whole Metzias is Meshubba to someone else. But it's exactly the same thing. The Osher is the biggest Eved. And then this is what you say. I mean, in English you say he's a workaholic, he's a servant to his money. The servant to his money, so there's a whole Matthias, there's Meshubba to a Koyach, it's outside of him, which is exactly what Abdus is. But Oni goes together with Chayrus. Because Oni is all he has is his own Matthias. All he has is his own Matthias. All he has is his own Matthias. He's a Ba'al Choyach, he's a Ben Choyach. What does a Ben Choyach mean? You're not intrinsically linked to anybody else. That's exactly what an Oni is. An Oni is somebody who has his own Matthias. And then we see throughout David Bracious Mephrat. The union of mias, of money. Nobody wants to become an Asher. Avraham Avinu says, I don't want. Melech Sprayim Malki Tzedek wants to give him Ashiris. What does Avraham say? I'm not even going to take a shoelace, right? I'm not even going to take a shoelace from you. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to be external. Well, I mean, Avraham Avinu doesn't want to be connected to external. That's obvious. Yaakov Avinu says, V'notam Nilechem Lechol, Obeged Lil Boish. That's all I want. That's not, I don't want to be intrinsically linked to anything. I'm unique. Klal Yisrael is unique. We don't want to be intrinsically linked to anything. And therefore, that night when we came out of Mitzrayim, it was decided that we're unique and we're not intrinsically linked to any other nation. And therefore, that's called Cheirus. And therefore, we say in Marat every night, what's Cheirus? Oilam, a few hundred years later, we went back into Golos. We discussed this before. But that Indian of that Klal Yisrael, even though they go back to Golos, but the Pshat is they're not linked to anybody anymore. Because when they were born as a nation, they remain unique. They remain unique. That's called Cheirus. They're not Meshubah to any other Koyach. That's the Koyach that we got when we came out of Israel. So that's Pshat. Now there's going out from Avdus L'Cheirus. Going out from Avdus L'Cheirus means going out from Ashiris to Anias. And that's the Bechina of Arach Mani, not the Anias of no money necessarily, but the Anias of being independent, not being intrinsically linked to anything outside of ourselves. So Mimele asked the Baal HaGadol Kasha, that's all very well when we're living in Eretz Yisrael, we just mentioned before, that Hashem said Avram, Ela Eretz Asher Erecha, and then Be'ezchel HaGadol. When you're in Eretz Yisrael is unique. Eretz Yisrael is not intrinsically linked to any other nation. It's Klal Yisrael, not to any other land, I mean. Eretz Yisrael is Gavoya, we call our answers. Klal Yisrael lo gavoya from all the other Umas Oilam. So in Klal Yisrael are Alad Moslem, they're in Eretz Yisrael, we have the Beis Hamikdash and everything is fine. So Levadai, we're not intrinsically linked to any Goyim. If anything, they're coming to join us, not we're going to join them. Oh, the Hashat Ramda, now we're Avodim. Hashat Ramda, now we're in Chutzlot, we're in Golos. When we're in Golos, there's Dibdom Achuzadino, and there's Mishabek Lamalchus, and we've got to pay their taxes. And they were not allowed to have night seder on Super Bowl night. And there's lots of halachas, bafkin that are connected to our menhagim with the goyim, Turkey, and all the other menhagim. And so what's the point of saying halach mani? What's the point of saying that we're chirus oni lechem oini? We don't share anything, nothing intrinsic. Of course, there's intrinsic. Teretz is no. Teretz is. Finish that. Which means Bemis is we're not important. Bemis is we're not in Golos. What's Pshat Golos? Right? What's Pshat Golos? Golos means that we're not where we're supposed to be. That's Pshat Golos. We're not where we're supposed to be. Right now, in other places, is the Sherish of all Golos, the Gula, and Smaral, and Netzach. Netzach Yisrael is safe and Haral, gives all the Siders of Gula and Golos. But the one common thread in Netzach Yisrael is a Golos. If we feel we're in Golos, then we know there's a Gula. That's the famous cloud. If you feel in Golos, then you're not where you're supposed to be. Hashem created the world Mustudar. Hashem didn't create the world Chas v'Shalom in a Baladan, right? So Hashem created the world, there's Shivim Omois, there's Klal Yisrael, and everybody should have their land and their language and their everything. If we're now floating around Golos, so if we feel Golos, so then that itself is Machriach the Gula. What's Chas v'Shalom, the worst thing that's Merachik the Gula, when we don't feel that we're in Golos? We don't feel we're in Golos, that's Merachik the Gula. If every member of Klal Yisrael would feel that he's in Golos, So then, people build in the Chutzlot huge houses and the extensions and this and that, and one in Florida for Pesach. And so the more it's very deadly, the soil for such a person. Ask a man who's got a 20-bedroom house in somewhere in America. Do you feel you're in Golos? He's got a big soil. But that's Merachik the Gula. How can you person, Mishnah, a person should live? He needs a house to live in, he should live comfortably and everything that's nice. Then in spare money, he should buy a big apartment in Eretz Yisrael for when Mashiach comes. That's Makarav, the Gula. So Pshat says, that's what we're saying, Lil Sayyidina. Hashata Avda. The whole time we're saying, now we're here, we're only here in Golos, we're only Avodim now, Hashata. But Lashon Avod, Lashon Avod of Adam is the Yisrael, Lashon Avod, B'nei Choyen, will be Cheres. That itself is the biggest achacha of the Gula. That itself is the biggest achacha. I mean, that's the answer to the Balag Golos Kasha. Even we're living in Chutzlot today. Even we're living in Golos today. Even though we're living, but nevertheless, when we think that Lashon HaBa, when we think that we're not at home, and Lashon HaBa, V'leichel min HaZvachim, min HaPsachim, and we met Hashem, Lashon HaBa, Yerushalayim HaBenuya, that's how we finish the Leil Seder. That chiluk of Leil Seder finishes after Chasal Tzidu Pesach, Lashon HaBa, Yerushalayim HaBenuya. That's what we are. We're always thinking of Lashon HaBa. And the Meir, then we are unique. We still are, even though we're living amongst the Goyim, we're still unique. That was a big mistake that when they made peace with Jordan, Israel made peace with Jordan. So the Prime Minister got up. I don't want to say his name, even though there's no Yisrael Lashon HaBa against him. But there's no Indian Chofetz Chaim says that even though people know Yisrael to say Lashon HaBa about, but it's still not a good thing to speak Lashon HaBa. Even about people, there's no issue to speak Lashon HaRa about. But he got up and he said that a big peace treaty, that he didn't say Baruch Hashem, but he said that, you know, now that they made peace with Jordan, is that possible of Am Levadat Yishkan doesn't exist anymore, we're not the Am Levad anymore. And basically, he's taking Eretz Yisrael and he's schlepping it into Jordan. Instead of taking the Goyidin from there and bringing them to Eretz Yisrael, he's taking Eretz Yisrael, but he's just being Malchik the Golos, he's just deepening the Golos. The Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim, especially in the Soim, when you go back to America, on this year, Chas v'Shalom, nobody should go back to America. But previous years, when people go back to America, it's Pesach, is when you go back to Chutzlar, it's the first and foremost avoid when you go back to Chutzlar, it is that look at these Goyim, and I don't want to share anything with them, I don't even want to look at their faces, I don't want to share anything with them. I don't want to share them in Hokum, I don't need their movies, I don't need their teams, I don't need their magazines, I don't need anything. We are born as an Am of Adat Yishkan. At the Tachatana Mikol Ahamim, Ahavtai Son of Ratzis of Allah, Vareim Am Tana Mikol Ahshonas, we are Meraimen, we are Govoya, we don't share anything. The same way as no person will have the chutzpah to say that Eretz Yisrael is just some a country like any other country, so how has a person got a chutzpah to say that the Jews are just a nation like any other nation, Chas V'Sholem, that's Merachik L'Gula. Our Avoda is to look at our uniqueness, and then the same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Golus, Mitzrayim, V'Schus, Shleishinus, Shemom, Shleishinus, Levushon, that we remained unique in Mitzrayim, is all the Pesukim say that the Medrash Rabbah is based, Medrash Rabbah and Sefer Shmoyis, the large part of the Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Shmoyis, is based on, just like Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, Kach Gula Asida, just like Hashem did this, Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, Hashem is going to do this, Gula Asida. Mitzrayim corresponds to Golus, and Yitzhiz Mitzrayim corresponds to the Gula. So the big goal that we're all waiting for, and it's Hashem Merab Yameinu, is the more we decide that we're going to throw away from ourselves any connection possible, at least to minimize connections with the Goyim, is that's the thing that's going to bring the Gula, the Mashiach Tzidkenu, the closest. So that's the Hagnama of Halach Manya. Metz Hashem, and next week we'll move on to Manishtana, but you can imagine, children, when we were born, you can understand now why the little children are so important, and they'll say that. When you look, you know, my father, he comes to sukkahs, he goes to a sukkah, he'll share about the Baal, so you look at the kids, the little sweet Yerushalmi's face, I don't know if you've ever seen, you go to Meshaharam, Shabbos, whatever, you see the little Meshaharam, say, well, there, it's, you know, they've never been out of Meshaharam in their lives, you know, their eyes haven't been exposed to everything, other people have been exposed to. So my father always says he can't stop looking at the little faces. The little cute faces of little Yerushalayim, they have a certain kedusha, a certain oil. Tonight Shul Beis Rabba. And the Gemara says that tefillah tonight Shul Beis Rabba is worth more than tefillah matanam and aniroi. The truth is that tonight Shul Beis Rabba, there you see the kedusha, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. And in the middle seder, the most important person in the seder is the little child. All the things that we do, and dipping the karachayim, and then the karpas, and then the soul wall, takadesh yishar, the noikas, and the Gemara, and our sofa says that Rekiva would never need a bit of manager, just an Eric Pesach, to they want to keep this kid enough that they shouldn't fall asleep, they should ask questions. The child, Chazal say on the pasuk, we say every day, Nabi, I'll tigul b'mshichai, and be'er as the rail. I'll tigul b'mshichai, eilat b'nefesh of Israel. The Mashiachai is Tanakh, because if you look at the Tanakh Shu'is Rabbam, you see the Gulen. You look at Tanakh Shu'is Rabbam, you see a Yiddish face. Imam Shia Yiddish face. You know, they haven't seen anything. They haven't seen, like, hey, look at Yiddish, the innocence of a little Yiddish child. You know, you see a little Gosh child. So he might be very handsome, might have nice eyes and nice this. But there's no, it's dry, there's nothing, there's no chiyus in there. You look at a Yiddish kid, you look at a Yiddish neshama, that's al tikkun l'mashiachah, that's going to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu and Ha'ev Yameinu. So this Yisod, we're going to continue with some Shem in the Manishtana, which is obviously the next point, because it's the children. We're turning now to those unique faces. When you look at a little Yiddish child, and then you see a goy, and then you learn Yechazku, Perichov Gimel, you understand what he meant. Asher v'sach ha'moyam ha'moyam. That's the Hemshech and the Shem. Okay. So we're in the middle of this Yisod, that just a minute, the tamtzis of what we said. Of what we said in Halach Ma'ani. Halach Ma'ani, we discussed Halach Ma'ani, is the purest ingredients. It's no additions, you don't dilute it. And because Klal Yisrael have no chibur to any other Umas Ha'olam, Klal Yisrael are on their own, they're unique. And therefore, fakir, we don't want any mixing and mingling with any other nations. Kol Dichen Yesav Yechol, Am Levodad Yishkon, we are Levav, Kol Dichen, we want everybody to come to us. We're all Jews to be together. We don't want any mingling. We don't want any outside influences. Kol Kula, Klal Yisrael meets with their Etzem. Klal Yisrael meets with their Etzem, who they are. On the other side, Mitzrayim. So that was Mamish. That was very basically the answers. Yeah, right. Yeah, you got it. Okay. Because you have to have that clear. Because now we're going to go into it at greater depth. Because Manishtana, although many people think that Manishtana is for the little kids, the Manishtana is probably one of the deepest parts of the let's say the Chalal. And if we have enough time to get through the Nigla Chelik of it, is show you one or two little things just to give you an insight into what's going on in the Manishtana. The four questions correspond to the four oilness and the four letters Yudkevoke, and even the Khan Abash Aben Shayar, it's all the Murumas, tremendous oilness in Manishtana. So we have to give a hezbo, why is it? What's the whole inyan? What's the whole inyan that the son asks the questions and the father answers the questions? It's a pasuk in the Torah, Vayikra Shalcha Bincha Macha Leimar, and it's halacha pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch. And Mechlal, you know the famous halacha, if Chas V'Shalom, a man is eating on his own, he's also got to ask the questions to himself. What's this inyan? The answer is, I told you that Mitzvah Shem is going to go through one yisod. And that's what we started last week. It's going to be the Labas that's going to take us through the Haggadah. So this yisod of Manishtam, this yisod of Ha'achmanah we discussed last week, begins manifesting itself in Manishtam. What do I mean? I think we actually touched upon it much at the end of Shev, but let's do it very again. What are the little kinderlach in Klal Yisrael? What do they represent? Besides they're very cute, you want to pinch their cheeks, but besides that, what do they represent in Klal Yisrael, the little children?
Who?
Who? Oh, I'm sorry, excellent. Also Emes. I'm sure they have the oimek inyan of what they represent is something which is very, very, it's an amkus, but it's not difficult to understand. The little children are the undiluted Jews. What does that mean that they are undiluted Jews? Pshat is, we know the famous Gemara Nidah, the Flan, what does the Gemara say when a little baby, just before he's born, what does he see? The Malach teaches him? Kolatar Kulam. The Gemara says he sees the Or, Mitchinachos, Oilam HaTzayfa, he sees the Or Adonis, he sees the Or Adonis of a Yahweh Kimas Or Kitoi, Gemara Nidah, yeah. Lamed. So that's the unbelievable gloom that the child sees. Then the Malach comes, gives him a patch, and he forgets it all. So everybody asks the question, why? It's a fun teaching, etc. But the Oymekainin is that the baby before he's born, he's the undiluted Atzmus of Klal Yisrael. Which means he hasn't come into Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is the Olam of the Pruda. Olam Hazeh is the Olam of the Shikra. Olam Hazeh is the world where the Jew gets diluted. Right? Why do I say the word diluted? Because it's easiest to explain in a moshe. You take a fruit juice and you dilute it. So before you dilute it, it's the actual thing. It's the actual thing. Wine. You take wine, right? And oftentimes they're diluting to put three times as much water as there is the actual one. When it's undiluted, then it's the etzem, right? Then it's the actual thing itself. When you dilute it, it becomes less and less of itself. A baby, before it's born, he's the undiluted etzem of Klal Yisrael. In other words, that which we said last time, that Klal Yisrael, not Shev, on Thursday, we said that that Klal Yisrael of the etzem cholok from the nations. Am Yisrael, the etzem don't share anything with the nations. Before baby's born, he hasn't seen any movies, he hasn't seen any preachers, he hasn't seen any, he's undiluted Etzem Klal Yisrael, right? And therefore, on what darg is he? He's on the darg of the Adonis, he's on the darg of Kolatera Kula, of Basachas, he's on that darg. But he's about to enter Olam HaZeh, he starts entering the Alam of the Shikra, he starts entering the Alam of the Sheker, and then he's going to start being diluted, then there's outside foreign influences of the Shivim Umois, of the cliff of Ishmael, of Esau, there's all different influences that are going to dilute him. He won't be the same anymore. When he's still a little sweet kid, right? When he's Moshe, that's why Abi Kabbalah, people are very machped. I know Chabad are very machped, and the Rebbe was very machped on this. That even when a baby's born, you know, you put on his crib all things, as people have seen in hospitals where you have all nice little pictures of different dogs and different bears and animals and trade for animals. The Rav was the Harvey Hashman again. He said, your mom is poisoning your baby as soon as he's born. You put a Malach in there in the crib, a little one, and you put the pictures of the dog and the tzaddik, and that's, I mean, you know, a lot of people are annoying to why. Because half an hour ago he could call a Terakula, and now you're taking him to you're taking the whole Kol HaTerakula and putting it into an Alsatian dog. I mean, where's the husband? A child, you have to keep him as undiluted as possible. You've got to keep that Atmos there. The Atmos is the most powerful Atmos in the world. It's the greatest, who's the greatest person in Klal Yisrael? The little Kinderlach. What did the Tanoim say when it didn't rain? You ask the kids to daven, says the Gemara. Why? Einoi doime hevel piem shultenoikos. Shemi hevel piem shultenoikos. From the Tanoim Namiroim, which means they have a koyach in that tefillah much more than Tanoim Namiroim. Unbelievable thing, when you see the Rav Shreve, sometimes the kids used to sing the We Want Mashiach Now, all these songs, he had tears. Mamish, And you can think, well, it's a thing we know who they know who he is, and what's Mashiach. You know, when you get so excited about it, Terence says the Hevel Piem Shultanikus, the power of the Hevel Piem Shultanikus, because they've hardly been diluted, it's still very concentrated, which means the Atzmus, they're still the very Atzmius. Is the little kids are not exposed to anything, is their tefillah, by them it's the strongest.
Where is it? Where is that Gemara?
Where? The
world's
eternal past. Hey, no, it's Hevel Piem, I think it's Gemara in Brochus. By Chanin and Medosa, I think it's Chanin and Medosa, I have to check it out. Yeah.
They don't know.
Oh, we're going to talk about the Das in a minute. There's only one thing that they have, we're going to talk about that in a minute. The only thing they have Das for is between them, we'll discuss that. Remind me, write it down in case I forget. No, seriously, the Fenechas and mine's very new again. But the Pshalis, even now, to answer your question, what he's saying, when they haven't got Das, what does it mean? What Pshalis, when they haven't got Das means they haven't got Ischabros to this world, which means they're still very much in the... So it's not strong, that's why little children cry a lot, because the Ikka reason why they cry is because they're in Olam Hazeh. It's the Ikka reason why they cry. Little baby, we should be crying all day, we're living in a dark world. If you'd be stuck in a dark jungle somewhere, we'd all be crying, right? So like that's what Olam Hazeh is. The little children are so pure that they see the Chashkos. They see the chash of Olam Hazeh, therefore they cry a lot. And one says in Gittin, before the Chorban Abayis, how did they know, when did they know that Titus was going to succeed? Because they went to a little child and they asked him which pasuk he learned today in Cheder. So you went to a little child, asked him which pasuk he learned. And the child said, which pasuk he learning? That was Megala, the arrows are going to come this way and the arrows are going to go that way. Why? Because the little child said the pasuk. Who did Mordechai take in the times of the Megillah? The kids or the adults? They took the little children, the Hail of Tanaikos Shobez Rabbah. Because that's the same meaning is, if you want to look at the Atzmius of Klal Yisrael, is then you take the Tanaikos Shobez Rabbah. The older they get, is the more diluted they are, the more they're exposed, and the more they get involved in Olam HaSheker, and Olam even on a minimal level, it's still less than a Tanaikos. If that's the pshat, that's why the mamish moments before the baby's born, we just show the baby. You show the baby, you've seen everything now. Now you're going into a world that's mamish dark. Don't dilute yourself with Olam Hazeh. Remain undiluted. Remain the essence. Remain the wine itself. Remain the yain itself. Don't dilute yourself. What is another word for this? Etzem of Klal Yisrael. And by the way, this is mamish what we. This is just looking at it deeper. It's the same yisod as we said last week. That Pesach is the zman where Klal Yisrael is nisvara. That Klal Yisrael got no shaychus to Olmos Olam. What's another word to say that they're unique? Am levodav yishkoin. They're undiluted. In other words, Pesach is the zman where Klal Yisrael is in its etzem. I don't know English. What's an English word for that? It's powerful ammunition that Klal Yisrael had in 2,000 years in gas chambers and in Spain and what's that? Emunah, what does that mean? What is Emunah? What does it mean? Animam and Animam, what does that mean? Animam, it means I make contact with my etzem. A lot of you do, and I'm just trying to explain this on a simple level. But it's, what does it mean? Ask a better question. When do you usually see our Emunah coming out?
When people are trying to kill us.
People are trying to kill us. So what does that mean? It means that what's left of us, just our connection between us and our Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, we've got no more nechosim anymore, no more houses, no more this, no more that. Everybody's been thrown together and faket. And daska, you see, when the Jews have tzoras, when the goyim start on the Jews, that's when the Jews bring out their emunah. Why is that? Because then we reach our undiluted stage. When the Nazis, Yimach Shemon, when they didn't differentiate between a secular Jew and a firm Jew, then Klal Yisrael, then suddenly we found our emunah. Why? Because then they got us to our etzem. They got us to the etzem. What is the etzem? The etzem means emunah. Emunah is that part of us which is etzem, which is it's undiluted, and therefore they can't get to us. Where do they have shlita from us? Only in those and yonin that they gave to us. Which means all their shtusim and narishkeit that they gave us, that they can have shlita. But in a chelek, that's the essence between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is they've got no shlita over there. When they take away all the diluting, and we're only left with the etzem, that's when their shlita stops. And that's when the real Klal Yisrael, that's when the real Klal Yisrael comes out. That's called Emunah. Emunah is the etzem. Emunah, believing in Hashem. In Kabbalah it's called Malchus goes up to Kesar, which means that it's a madrega that goes through everything, goes up to our very Shoresh. That's the etzem. The etzem is called Emunah. And therefore, whenever you find something that's undiluted without any additions, it's Emunah. What's the opposite of Emunah? In other words, if I say I don't believe in Hashem unless you prove it to me, is that Emunah? No. What is that saying? I want you to bring outside professor this, I want you to bring a professor from Harvard, and I want you to bring here, and I want you to go here and there, and I want to prove it, I want arguments. That's all diluting our atzmos. What's the best kiruv? If you can get somebody, if a person has a mood in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person feels his atzmos is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would I care what that thesis of that professor is? In other words, if I feel my atzmos connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do I entertain whether we come from monkeys or whether we come from here, we come from something else? That's all a diluted section. But that's all arguments. Chakiras comes from an outside source. But if it's Minei Avei from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel my atzmius is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's our Emunah. That's exactly what Emunah means. Emunah means when we reach, and that's why Chabakuk, you know the famous Gemara, Bo Chabakuk V'midan Ha'achas. Right? Chabakuk took the whole Torah, said the whole Torah is, you can stand it on one pillar. What's that pillar called? The Tzadik, the Emunazoi, Yichya. Emunah, that's why we know the Chag of Pesach is called the Chag of Emunah, right? The Matzah is called the Zohar Kodesh, called the Matzah, right? Lechem de Emunusa. The Lechem of Emunah. Lechem is called the Lechem of Emunah. Matzah means called the Lechem of Emunah. Why? Because we said that what is Matzah? The essence, the purest ingredients without any additions. What does that translate to in spiritual terms? Emunah. That nobody can take that away from us. When we bring out our Emunah, that's our greatest ammunition. So that's why the whole Indian of Pesach is the Indian of Emunah. We know that Ein Yisrael Nigol in El Emunah, an Imam in Emunah Shleima Bebiyas HaMashiach. All in Yonam of Emunah. Or the Nyonim that we know we're going to be Zoicha. We know we're going to be Bikorah of Zoicha to Emunah, to Mashiach, to Kenu. And we know that's what keeps us throughout the generations, that we know we're heading, we're Mamim Bemunah Shlema, that we're heading for Mashiach, to Kenu. And that's the whole of what we discussed. I don't know if we discussed it last week, but that's the whole ending of Malach Ma'anya. The Hashata of Yehocha, the Shana Haba, which means that what are we saying basically? That we don't look in the present. We're Mamin, we see the whole glorious future in front of us. Al Tigu Bimshikhoi, or we via out the race, the Chazal Al Tigu Bimshikhoi, Eilu Tanai Vishal Beis Rambam. When we see the little Yiddish Kinderlach, that's when we see Mashiach, that's when we see Emunah. The little kids are the essence of Klal Yisrael, and the essence of Klal Yisrael is Emunah, and that's what the little children see. Now let me quote you Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara Mamish says, Al Pi Oimek Ha'inyan, a lot of Mamorim in the earlier, in some of the Balatanya's got a 101 pages on this Inyan, on this Gemara, on 105 pages, on the Inyan of the Gemara, Bracha says, that Ein Tinuk, I think it's in Daf Mem, Ein Tinuk Yudea Likros Abba Ve'ima Chiyid Tam Tam Dogon. A child doesn't know to say Abba Ve'ima until he tastes Dogon, until he tastes grain. So, Sugi and Bracha, what does that mean? When you give him grain, when you give him Dogon, then he knows, then he calls out Abba Ve'ima. What does that mean? Ein Tinuk Yudea Likrois Abba Ve'imo Anshe Yitoim until he tastes Tam Dogon, the Tam of Dogon. What does that mean? Ein Tinek Yudei Likrois Abba. I'm not sure if it says Imo as well, it might just say Abba. Ein Tinek Yudei Likrois Abba Anshe Yitoim Tam Dogon. When he tastes Dogon, then he knows to say that this is Abba. Now in this mind where the Balatanya's son explains, does he know how this person is his Abba? If you explain him how this person is an Abba, he doesn't know what you're talking about. So, what's your relationship between him? He's one goof, you're another goof, and you're calling out to him Abba. Why is he your Abba? Mitzad what? Can the child explain? No. But if you come with a million arguments to that child, he's not your Abba, will he still call out Abba? Yes. The arguments will go into one ear and go out of another ear. Why? Because when he tastes Dogon, what is Dogon? Matzah. Right? What is Dogon? Matzah. Right? The purest level. What is Matzah? Dogon on water, right? Chita on water. So when he tastes the Dagon, what does he feel? Abba. What's Abba? He feels his Shoyrish. He feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Feels the Inyan of Ein Tinnak, the Oinak of the Gemara, when he tastes that, he feels as Abba, without all explanations. A Tinnak, you can't explain a Tinnak something. And if you take his father away from him, right, it's a Mishnah Chagiga, and in all other places, it's Pekuach Nefesh. He's Korach to his parents. He feels that he has to be with his father. If he can't be with his father, it's Pekuach Nefesh. But I'm explaining you in a million different ways that this can't be your father. It doesn't matter. The child feels that this is his father. He doesn't understand his feeling, Bechlal, but something pushes him to this. You know what that's called? Emunah. Why? Because he eats Dagon. What's Dagon? Lechem de Memanusa.
How's
Dagon Mazon? Dagon is the Chita Amut. That is, Matra is the Dagon in its purest form, without adding on anything. As soon as there's chametz, there's yeast, and there's everything. There's basically Dagon. Mayim is the simplest thing in the Bria. Mayim has no more kovim. Mayim is not made. So Dagon, you're eating Matra, you're eating Dagon.
Before, that's right.
Yeah, in other words, so in the physical world, he'll call out to his physical father, right, Abba, as a child.
Only once he has
the Tam Dagon, because the Tam Dagon, that's the emunah, that's the emunah. Well, it's the whole emik, and I might see lechem in the oil. So there's a whole opinion of the lechem is chokhma, av. It's a whole sugi. I might see lechem in the oil. Lechem is the bechina of avos, of chokhma, of shoyrish. That's the you're finding the shoyrish in the oil. You're finding the shoyrish of a kodesh baruch in the oil. That's the whole bracha. I might see lechem in the oil. The dogon, the gemara is referish tam aashik abba. In ruchnius, it's the lechem and menusa that we're all children. We're all children when it comes to that nakuda. That connection that we have between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is you can come with 1,000 philosophers and tell me that there's no God, and there's no God, and he's a monkey, and he's an ape, and he's a chimpanzee, and everybody comes from a different Meshuggah. But nevertheless, nobody can dissuade me. Why? Because he is my father, Abba. He's my father. That's our etzim. Nobody can take us away from him. So that's the Indian of Tinnik, that's the Indian of Matzah, which is the purest ingredients, which is Dogon, which is Lechem and Amnusa, which is the Etzim, which is the undiluted, and that's the Tinnik. Now, where it is Mitzrayim? We were born. Then we discussed that. Do we say on Thursday? We discussed this on Thursday. Yechazkel, right? Yechazkel, we were born. One guy looked it up over here, he says it's such a long arichas. He says, never dream or arichas. Yechezkel describes the whole inin of a birth, blood coming out, and the whole mamish describes it as mamish as a birth, with a baby, with the embryo, with the bag around the uber, and then all the pieces of bosses that come out, the whole sort of not pleasant sight of a birth. That's what mamish Yechezkel discusses, Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim. The Mela, but a cold one, and we were born, that's his Mitzrayim. That's why were we zoicha to so many giluyim in Mitzrayim? Because when we were in Mitzrayim, we were uba b'mei imoy, right? And what we learn in the Gemara Nidah, what does the uba b'mei imoy see? Before he's born? Kol HaTorah Kulo, he sees that or. He sees the or adonis. Where does that or adonis come from? Vayalakim is the or, ki toiv, says Rashi, that's the or adonis. What's the word after the embracious? Va. Yavdel alikim bein ha'or ubein ha'choshach. But Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, there's no Abdullah, there's seeing no Abdonis. There's no Vayavdel alikim bein ha'or ubein ha'choshach. Yemele in the Makkah of Choshach, it was Choshach, but it was also or. Klal Yisrael could see what? It's not some that it was light for them. If a member of Klal Yisrael would walk into an Egyptian and there was this big iron safe, what would the Jews see? Straight through the safe. Chazal say, they saw everything in the closet, the stream hid everything. And Bnei Yisrael walked in and said, hey, I see that becher over there, I see the candlesticks over there. They saw through all their treasure boxes. What's the pshat? That was a gilad, the Aragonis. Because Klal Yisrael, the Cheskel say that when we were in Mitzrayim, the Maral is Maral, we were in Mitzrayim, we were, all the Yisurim that we had in Mitzrayim were all the kilu of birth pains. Sorry? Those died. The Klal Yisrael were taken out with the Klal Yisrael of the Royal Tikkun. All levels of Klal Yisrael saw. Those, in other words, the four-fifths of Klal Yisrael who died during the Makas Choshech is in Achnami, those were the Chalakim who were on the Memtes. But those members of Klal Yisrael who were roy to be taken out, the fifth of Klal Yisrael, Vachamushim, all the Bnei Yisrael merits Mitzrayim. That's right. No, they went through this tikkun. They were going through seeing Giluim. Started from earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu coming to Klal Yisrael, he started the tikkun a lot earlier. But they saw unbelievable Giluim.
We forgot all
the Oh, come to that again. Excellent. Very good. And the Nakuduk, every single Makkah was bringing a greater Gilui. And Arba Choshech Makkah's Bechoros, which we discussed already when we learned the Parshas and Boy, that those three were already the Gilui of Lossed Lavoi. Those three were the most tremendous Giluim. And Klal Yisrael was Zeicha to those Giluim, and then we were born. Leil Makkah's Bechoros, which was the greatest Gilui, that's when we came out of Mitzrayim. Kach Baruch Hu told us then, to Mila that same night. And Mila that same night, it's a W-Dua, that through the Inyan of Mila, is the Inyan of Mila, the Hechatimsa, to come back to that Darga that we were. I don't want to go into it now again, it's another whole thing. What is Mitzvah? I'm just only answering because you asked it, but it's another whole thing. What do you do by Mitzvah of Mila? You take off the oil of it. Straight take off the oil of it. It's a piece that was born onto a person that is kilu shof, right? Kilu has no tachas, and that you have to take on. Shal is that when a person, why does Hashem Baruch Hu create a person with an olah? Because a person comes into this world, a person forgets bichlal the whole tachas. When you take off the olah, the pnimius of taking off an olah is taking off the chelik of a person that kilu looks like that he's born into a world of a hevel and shof. When you take that out, it's machshir, makes the person into a keli to gain all those oiras that he was over to before. In other words, that's the whole mitzvah of oiras. That's why Mila's on the eighth day. Eighth day is always giluim, right? Eighth day, number eight, is always giluim lemanah min hateva. El yonavi zemal chabris. In other words, it's going to giluim lasid lovei. The mitzrayim, everybody looks into a goof. They look at something from a goofnistic point of view. So they look at it as if, you know, Olam Kemen Olam, we're born into this world to have fun. Without a tachlis, that's the Olam. Klal Yisrael, Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, were circumcised themselves in that Olam that also shone Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, where you're going to sing in the Haggadah about Vayiva Chatzi Alayla, where the Baal Haggadah writes, the Olam. So there we had a Mila that was machshir us to gain the Gilui. What do we see at the Kriyas Yam Suf? In other words, the Shifcha saw the highest levels of Nebuah higher than Yecheskel, higher than the Maisam Rakom. That's the Shifcha. Klali Kolchkein, a Kolchkein, a member of Klali Yisrael, from Miben Esrim, one of the Shishim Ribui, is called Arachas Kamakama. They saw the most unbelievable Gilui. Why? Because that was the Bechina. We were born and we had that or. Later we lost that or in the ego. But we had that or, we came out of Mitzrayim with that or. In Meda, therefore, that's how we look at ourselves. Later it is Mitzrayim, when we're sitting at the table, who are we? We're all little kinderlich who are just being born. And because we're all little kinderlich that are just being born, and we have the matzah in front of us, right? We have the matzah in front of us, that's our lechem emunah, we're still in the purest, undiluted form. We're still in that, after that we said Kol Dichvin Yes V'yech, we're all sitting together, nobody's outside. Then, Ha-Ben Shoyel is the Av Manishtan, the Inyan of the Ben asking the Av, that's the Inyan of the Av is the Shoyrish, Ein Tinuk Yudei Mikris Abba. In other words, our calling out to our Father, that's our calling out, that's the Manishtan. The Manishtan is the calling out, we see this unbelievable Gulim, we don't understand them. We see those unbelievable Gulim, we don't understand them. In Manishtan is the most unbelievable Gulim. Now, Baruch Pesach, the Baal HaGadol writes, Kan HaBen Shoyel Avad Manish Tana. In that line alone, there's this Giluim, the Kan is Gematria 70 or 71, with a koil is Shem Ayim Beis, which is Shem of Chesed, HaBen Shoyel is Aviv, Av is Chochma is Chesed. A whole bunch of Giluim that the sun suddenly sees, which means that we suddenly see, we're the newborn, we're still undiluted, and we're seeing all these Giluim, and we're asking our Father, what's going on over there? We're asking our Kodesh Baruch, in other words, what's going on there? We're seeing this aura that stretches from my separation all the way to the Gaul of Lost Love. We see lots of very strange things, and we see the Taurus and Klal Yisrael, we see different Matzavim, Manishtana, Halayla, Hazemi, Kol Halaylas, Chazal, some explain that Halayla, Hazem, is going through the Halayla, always refers to Golus. What's the difference between this Golus and other Golias? We're seeing good times, we're seeing bad times, we're seeing absolutely everything. And Klal Yisrael, who are just born, who just got these unbelievable Giluyim, they call out to their father, we call out to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Man Ishtana, what's going on over here? And then Avodah Mayinu is already our Kodesh Baruch Hu's answering us, as we'll see Metz Hashem in tomorrow Metz Hashem, in the other Shem, that Avodah Mayinu is answering our everything, showing Klal Yisrael Leil Seder, shown all the different goals, everything gets put into place, why we need everything. That's all our Kodesh Baruch Hu giving us the Giluyim. But the Man Ishtana is, we're calling out to Hashem and we're saying, Abba, we feel you, Abba, the etzem of us feels connected to you. We don't understand anything that's going on, just like a little baby doesn't understand why this is his father. But you feed him with a bit of dog and he'll call out Abba. That's how we are when we look at the matzah and we see the lechem, the nemenusa, we see the lechem. We ask our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Abba, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we feel connected to you, our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're seeing this most unbelievable giluyim, we're seeing everything in a completely undiluted form. And with Zohar, Leil Seder, the Gilu Eliyahu comes in later, he drinks from the Kois, and he was Zohar to all different Giluyim later on in Leil Seder. And it's all Oros that don't come down the whole year. It's a W. You do it, the Pesach is connected to Avram, and Avram is called the Av. Avram comes from the word Av. Av means, that's the Av that we're calling out. Av is the middle of Chochm, Chochm is Chesed. Chesed means Hashpah, all the Hashpahs are coming down, and the Ben is Poshet standing there, and then with Klal Yisrael standing there with a Keli, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring down Hashpahs. We have no idea, we see all the different Kufas, we have no idea what's going on, there's only one thing that we know, HaBen Shoel Av. Hashem, you're our Father, and meanwhile that's all we understand, but that's enough for us to understand, and we're mounting Bebun Shalema to everything else. Everything is a cheshbon for everything, and everything that happens in 2,000 years of Golus, and everything that's happened from Yisrael Mitzrayim, we're mounting that everything has an absolute cheshbon, even though we don't understand it, even though we're asking Man Ishtana, even though we're asking, but nevertheless the bottom line is that the Ben is Shoel La'av. The Ben is realized through the Matzah of Emunah, that this is my Av, and therefore come to me, and a Goy should come to me, he can say, how can he be your God? Where was God during the Holocaust? Where was God in Spain? Where was God by the Crusaders? And where was Hashem? And why is this? And why there's no Beit Hamikdash? Why are you crying a Vishwab? And look at all the billions of questions that all the Kofram and all the missionaries tell us. But nevertheless, Leil Seder, we're just born, we're still undiluted. And just like you can tell a little undiluted child that this is not his father, and you can talk to him for 100 years and it still is his father, because nobody can take that away from us, is that's exactly what we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Mayinu, that's already HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to us. That's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer. Why this all has to happen? Maiser, Beyuda, and Loz Ben Azari, and the whole Hemshech is Kaviyachla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to us. But this is all between the Ben and the Av, because the Ben is the Emunah. The Ben is the Abba. The Ben calls out to the Abba. The Ben is the Matzah. The Ben is everything on Leil Seder. The hero of Leil Seder. Everything is Kadesh Yisholcha Bincha. Vayeki Yisholcha Bincha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Ben to ask, because this is the night where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Megala Giluy, wants to be Megala Asogos, because this is the night of the Leda. We're still fresh with Kol HaTorah Kula. We're still fresh with the aura that you could see from one end of the Bria to the other end of the Bria. And therefore, as we're born, and we're still so undiluted, we call this after Hashem. And that's the Oymek of Man Ishtana. And that's why it's so important, it's Atkadei Kach important, that we know that Rabbi Kiva says the Gemara in Arab Sochem, used to leave the Beis HaMedrash on Erev Pesach. He didn't leave all year Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur. But he didn't, Erev Pesach is to give his children a goyzim. And what happened when we left Mitzrayim? Which target did we leave? Did we reach? We reached the target of Vaya Minu Hashem over Moshe Abda. And in Shmois it says, Vayamein Ha'om. And Pesach is connected to Avram, because he's the Av. And the Pasuk in Lech Lecha says that Avram believed. Vayamein, Vayashaveh, the Pesach. What's the exact lashon of the Brisbane and so on? Behem in Bashem. Right? In Perek Yudal, the Pasuk Vav. Behem in Bashem, Vayashaveh, Loi Tzedokah. Avram Avinu is the Av. And if he's the Av, then that's the Emunah. So Avram is made from the letter Av, and there from the word Av, and therefore the word Av comes together with Emunah. Always when we feel connected to our Shoresh, we want to go back to our Shoresh, is that's always the Bechin of Av. We say every day in Shemoneh Esra, Ashiveinu Avinu Nosar Secha. When we talk about Ashiveinu, when we talk about going back to our Shoresh, we talk about going back to that little Etzem So that etzem, when we remember how geschmack it was to be little kinderlich, where we didn't have all fear and weren't exposed to all the naushkeit, to all the shari tumah that's going on, then we ask our Kodesh Baruch Hu, take us back, shiveinu avinu. Father, take us back to the daga where we called out to you, Av, and let all the naushkeit around didn't have an impact on us, because we remember that you were the Av, and that was the Dogon, that was our Shiyitim, that was the Bechin of our Shiyitim, Tam Dogon. So that's the hemshech advarim from Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya described Klal Yisrael's uniqueness. But later on, when externally it looked like that we weren't so unique anymore, but when we look at ourselves as the kinderlich, we look at ourselves as the bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem? Not on Har Sinai. Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem is a pasuk in Parshas Shmos. B'ni b'chayr Yisrael, B'ni b'chayr Yisrael is a pasuk in Parshas Shmos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already starts telling Moshe Rabbeinu that we're going to be born and we're going to be the kinderlich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The B'nai Yisrael. Why are we called B'nai Yisrael? Why are we called B'nai Yisrael? Because the Yisrael, one of the letters of Yisrael, is W-Dua, you'll know this already, is Yoshakel. Yoshakel means that Yoshakel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing, we don't go off, we don't go crooked anywhere. There's nothing, that's the Bechina of Abba, Yoshakel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Melech, Yoshakel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shows that we're the kinder of Hanef. That's the Imikra, HaPshat, and why we're called B'nai Yisrael. Because B'nai Yisrael means the Yosha, the direct lineage, the Yashrus that we have to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Nizgah, that's the Kavana. It's the Kavana of eating, one of the Kavanas when you eat Matzah, one of the Kavanas when you Makar in the Mitzvah, the Heilige Mitzvah of Al Achilas Matzah, is when you eat the Matzah, when you eat the Kazayas of Matzah, Bimachav, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yomamish Tati, just like a little child calls out to his father, Daddy, calls out to him, and he calls out to him with such love, and with such unbending, unchanging connection, unchanging yearning for his father. That's the very same kavana that we have when we eat the lechem de Meimanusa, when we eat the dogon, and then we call out Abba. And when we call out Abba, then we're ready, and we understand that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there's lots of things we don't understand, but we understand the etzem, and everything else falls away. All kashas fall away. Nothing needs to be answered anymore. Nobody needs to answer any questions anymore because we feel such a connection to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we feel is so unique. Amr Vodat Yishkon. We're not diluted, Bechlal. We undilute ourselves from all the goyim. We take away all the water from the wine. We take away all the water from the petal, and we want to just be there with a concentrated petal. That's between us and our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's everything else goes away. And that's in the Holach Ma'anya, the Acholav Son of Adam, Bechem. Don't be outside. Don't stay outside. I today, my neighbor's called Charles, and the other one is called this one. And then he's got this big Xmas tree, and he buys me a present on Xmas, and then this and that. I'm living here. That doesn't matter because of Shafa Hocha. He should hang himself in it. Lashona Habo. The Arab Yisrael, we're all going to be in Eretz Yisrael. We don't look like, we don't realize everything as we feel this atzmius kesher to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that even though the goyim are diluting us, and even if sometimes chas v'shalom we fall in for their traps and we read their stuff, but nevertheless Pesach teaches us that when we reach this darg of atzmius, the ven shoyel la'av, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking you, they're asking me questions, they're asking me why didn't you take care of us here, why didn't you take care of us there, that's all narishkeit. I'm asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm calling out to you, Abba. That's the little Seder, that's the kinderlich, that's the children, that's the important children, the importance of children, the altigulim shichai of vi'ai altareu, that Klal Yisrael, the little kinderlich of Nevi'im, the psychli psukecha, the hevel p'im, the undiluted hevel p'im of Tanoi Kishu Beis Rabbi. And it's unbelievable because by the goyim they look at it just the opposite. You ask a goy, you tell a goy that, you know, by us, the children, he doesn't know what two and two is yet. Well, he's at a moment, he's like an object in your house. When he graduates, when he makes his first million, then you can start calling him something, then he's worth living. As a little baby, as a little child, find a goy who's Ramesh, you really find the selflessness that a Yiddish mother has for the children, and selflessness that the Chalal Jews have, you know, abortion, the Marshal, abortion, the whole idea of abortion, that, you know, that goy can't understand how Yid's Moisa Nefesh, a Yid's dooming his life, his physical life. He knows that he has a child, his wife's pregnant with a child, and that child is chas v'shalom, an ill child, a mentally handicapped child, and the doctors say, just, you know, I'm coming for an operation for 20 minutes, etc., etc., and you know, then you can live a life of simcha v'nachas, and a Jew doesn't think of it. A child? Hevel piyat shel tenokos shel beis rabbon? Who cares what physical matzav he's in? And now, because of the Mashiach, it's Venus Gala, who's telling us all the secrets? Doctor, the handicapped children in this new thing, that in this new form, that the mamish, the handicapped children, the handicapped people, Achmona Ritzlan, Chahoyev, Lehi, no family, Shchas Shom, have one. But you see that the godless, that they're neshomas, they're fakir, they're more undiluted. Because they can have less contact with the outside world, is they're more undiluted. And therefore they're being megala to us, unbelievable things that hundreds of years we haven't heard. The Hevel PM Shul Tanoikos of the handicapped children in this day and age, before Mashiach comes, they're being megalit to Afsoidus. A guy can't understand that, You know the means of communicating with these mentally handicapped children?
Autistic
children, all the kids in coma or whatever. But all these we're trying to be, because the Jew understands that bringing in a Yiddish akin to the world, bringing in an atzmos, bringing in an undiluted etzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see the purity in a little child's eyes. He doesn't know what Sheker is, he doesn't know what Olam Hazeh is. The purity in their eyes, it's unbelievable. The mamish not aware of anything except for Pnimius. The mamish just out of the mother, they've just been taught Kol HaTorah Kula. Externally he doesn't look nice, Rahman and Etzlan, he's handicapped, but inside there's so much atzmos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, there's so much undiluted calling out Abba, there's so much emunah there, and it's unbelievable. And secular mothers from Eretz Yisrael, what's that book called, Galia, the book of the secular mother, she looked after her mentally handicapped child, she became a Baal Tshuva, she wrote a book, and that is because she saw there's an Neshama, she felt an aura, she felt mamish humbled, but in the presence of her mentally handicapped child, because she saw the atmos of Klal Yisrael, she saw the atmos, she saw the etzem, she saw the av, she saw the emunah, she saw everything, she saw the gilu, she saw the hevel piyam. Tamar when I'm around, the Chazon Ish used to get up for Down syndrome. The Chazon Ish saw Down syndrome, he would get up for them. He would say, wow. He would say, I've had a neshama in this world. As a schuz to have such a neshama in this world, but it's a terrible nesoyin, and it's chas v'shalom, nobody should have such a nesoyin. But Chazon Ish used to stand up for them. People told me, an uncle of mine saw him. He told me the Chazon Ish used to stand up, it's a well-known thing. So that's the difference. But a goy will tell you that even when we have a normal child, he's useless till he's 15, 16, till we can send him to medical school, till we can send him to law school. But as a kid of 3 years old, what does he know already? By a Jew, the little baby, he's undiluted, he's kuli atmos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he's graduated from medical school, he's a diluted doctor already. He's diluted with newspapers, with the New York Times, with the Herald Tribune, he's diluted already 100 times over with all the marriage guys and with his football and basketball, and that's the one we're proud of. We're proud of the Yiddish Akins, we're proud of the atmos, we're proud of the Hashiveinu Avinu. Each and every one of us is like a Herald PM. If we're makabel upon ourselves to look up at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an av, as the Avos, Hashiveinu Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're toyim tam dogon, we're eating matzah, we feel that nobody can budge us from our tzveikus to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Leil Seder. Then we reach the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael that no other goyim can have. No other goyim can feel that. They go to the Havdu, to the church on Sunday, and they chap a shmooze with their friends, and they hear the idiot up there saying carol songs and whatever. They've got no tzveikus, they've got no cash, they don't feel he's a nudnik, wish we can go home already. The Klal Yisrael, the Havdu, Elif Havdolos, we come to shul, we daven, we say words, we see little children singing. It's why do people always get emotional when they see little children? In schools they have they have little kids, when they graduate, when they go into Kitta Aleph, they sing these songs. And my wife tells me, I've only got girls, I've never been to one myself. But my wife tells me that all the mothers are bucketing. All the mothers are bucketing. Why? There's something special. My mother was once here when one of my daughters had it at the end of the year. And my mother came home, why? Little girls singing the same songs that we all sing, right? Rachem and all the songs that we sing, but when we sing it, it doesn't sound emotional. When they sing it, it sounds so emotional. Why? Because they sing it with the purity. Even if they don't understand what the words mean, but they know that singing something special, and they know that you feel something special, that's the tonight, because that's who we're proud of, that's Ms. Gala, and that's the whole oimik of the Manishtana. We finish now explaining each and every different question, but we have to move on. So this is the questions that we ask. But you should know that all the four questions, each one corresponds to a different olam, and each one corresponds to a different shame. A lot of four. We have a lot of fours on Leil Seder, Dalet Koses, a lot of Dalets, a lot of fours, because that's the inyan that Shkoko opens up, and we see through all the Arba Olamas, we see Giloyim of all the four letters of the Shema Mephor, the Shemit Kivok. All these things are opening up when we reach this undiluted. Let's not spoil it. Let's be makabel upon ourselves as we get closer to Pesach, to try and spiritually get more childish, to try to feel more emuna, more poshut emuna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more poshut emuna, not so much hakiris, not so much drishas, not so much poshut, to try to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to try to feel that if a million people, million missionaries and the biggest bishops and they come to me, they can't budge me, let me feel this connection to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's this that we're calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Manish Tana. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, for the Mayinu, Maisabiros, and Azari, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Marech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mazber, because the pure Ben is asking, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, and that's the Hemshech Advan. But that's the connection between the Harach Manya moving on to Manishtana. Manishtana is the Hashpa. The closing note on Manishtana was, we didn't actually go through the Manishtana yet, but the closing, closing note of yesterday was that we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't accept you with drishas and chakiras, we accept you because we feel that you're our Av, we feel this Avos, and therefore, you know, that's like the eagle, like the little child on the eagle feels safe because he knows that he's with his father, with his mother, is we know that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By eating the matzah we call our Abba, and by feeling that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is then we feel fine, we feel perfect. Is that the pshat? Manish Tano HaLayla HaZeh Mikol HaLeiros. We know that Layla always refers... We know that Laila always refers to Golas. Laila is always a reference to Golas. And sometimes in Golas there's hardship, sometimes we feel tired, we feel spiritually tired, spiritually exhausted. Is there going to be a Gula? Can it get better? Etc. etc. So Chola Laila is on Oichlan Chometz Umatz. Sometimes we feel the Matzah, we feel the Abba, we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes we don't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes we feel that there is in fact, perhaps a Jew is a dangerous thing to be. So that's Shabbat Cholal is. Halayla Hazeh. But the night of Pesach is Kulei Matzah, it's Kulei Av, it's Kulei calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel very, very relaxed.
Chometz
is the opposite of Matzah. In other words, it's not the Matzah, it's not the actual thing. There's outside hashpos that come in, outside circles that try to dissuade us, try to take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'chol ha'leilas, sometimes chomet, sometimes matzah, in golas, in the leilas. Ha'leilas is kulei matzah, and so on and so forth. We finish, Manishtana finishes off. In Oichlin, Bein Yoishvin, Bein Mesubin. In other words, sometimes we can lean, sometimes we feel a cheres, and sometimes not. Ha'leilas hazeh. That when we eat Pesach, when we eat the matzah, when we're involved in the Chag of Pesach, when we're dovuk to the oiris of the Eilat Chag of Pesach, is then it's kulanu masubin, which means that we lean, we show the cheres, we show that it's all cheres. It's closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, calling out to the Yav, it's all cheres, even if we don't understand anything. The feeling that we have to Hashem, that He's our Av, that's all we need, we don't need anymore. So that's basically the Manishtana. Calling out to Hashem and saying that Hashem, without understanding everything, whatever you do, however dark the golus is, it's kulei matzah, it's kulei mesubin. Avodah Meyinu begins. There's Avenim Matbilin Pamachas. We'll discuss that at a later time. But I just wanted to bring out the beginning and the end of the underlying sort of basic element on the Manishtana. The Avodah Meyinu begins, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer, the Father begins answering. And when we rise to this dveikus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's unbending whatever the matzav looks like, is then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now out to explain the Lailas. Hashem is out to explain, why is it that you go through Lailas? Why is it that we go through Golas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out to explain us everything that we don't even care. We said to Hashem that we don't need the explanation because we're clinging to Hashem without the explanation. With that, with Zorich and Midah Keneged Midah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does explain us. Avraham Avinu begins the tshuva of the father to the son, the tshuva of Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. And Hashem answers, Avraham Avinu in the fire of Mitzrayim, Vayitzeinu Hashem Lakeinu Yishom Yod Chazok of Israel Natu. In the Gemara of Sochim, this is called Maschilin Big Nus, or Masayimin Shevach. Oh, very good. So there's an Indian to begin with Gnus, to begin the Gnus of Klal Yisrael. What's up to the Indian to begin the Gnus of Klal Yisrael? Don't worry, I'm a Simon Mishvach, don't worry. Let me beat you up. But don't worry, later I'll sit you down in a nice leather sofa and you can come. I don't need your bike, I don't need your bandages, right? Let me do some. What's the Indian of Maschil and the Gnus? And why do you have to start with the Gnus? Why can't we go straight to the Shvach? And then a huge chiddush. The Eilul Loyoyti HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, so it'd still be there. Well, what's the big chiddush of it? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, so Hashem wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, so it'd still be in Mitzrayim. Right? I rescue you from jail, so then you tell me a big chiddush. If I wouldn't have rescued you from jail, you'd still be in jail. Well, of course, if I wouldn't have exploded the door down, you'd still be in jail. Hashem wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, we'd still be in Mitzrayim. What's the chiddush? And then he goes further. And even chachamim, kfilin nevoinim, even if we're big tamid chachamim, nevertheless, mitzvah leinu l'safa b'tzias Mitzrayim. Again, what's the chiddush? What's the shake lulav? Even chachamim have to shake lulav. Any mitzvah. Hashem gave you a mitzvah sibas b'tzias Mitzrayim. So the biggest tzaddik, the biggest talmid chacham, has a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. He can't say it's below my dignity to shake lulav. It's below my dignity to makayim mitzvah shiluach hakam. You start shooing birds away. That's for the little kids. It's not for me. I mean, everybody knows that every Pashti Yid knows that even the mitzvah that seems so simple is kol kulay dovuk, it's kol kulay hidden secrets. So what's the chiddush? Afilu chachamim, kolana nevoinim, etc., etc. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining us why is it that there are lailas? Why is it that we're going to Golas? Why is it that we're not b'shleimus here in Olam Hazeh? And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to answer. The maschil in the gnus is the biggest shevach you can give to Klal Yisrael. We know that Mitzrayim is Olam Hazeh. Yitzias Mitzrayim is leaving Olam Hazeh to the Asad Lovay, to Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh doesn't have any shleimus. Shleimus never comes to anything straight away. Why? Because there is only one thing that's shalom in this world, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There isn't any other shleimus. In order for a person to reach shleimus, he's got to reach a level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings into shleimus. You can only get to shleimus by starting off without shleimus. If you start off with shleimus, then you never reach shleimus. What does that mean? The Maral asks a few places. Beikar is drashas ala Torah at the end of Be'er Vayla. Maral asks that Adam is called Adam. He was called Adam. A Jew is called an Adam. Why? Because Adam is the same word as Adam. That's pretty insulting. Only a Jew is called an Adam. Why? Because a Jew is from the Adamo. The animal has much more shaykhs with Adama as we have. He eats from Adama, he hasn't got a neshama, he comes from Adama. Why is Dafka a Jew called an Adama, Shema Adama? So the Maral just says the word Koyach HaPoil. He answers it very bekitzer. But the Pshat in the Maral is, an Adama and you find Dovah v'Hipuchah. In Adama you find two opposites. On one hand, Adama corresponds to death. Me'ofa ata v'l'ofa toshuv. Adama is something everybody treads on. The person decomposes into the Adama. It's no shlemus at all. It's fakir. It represents the opposite of shlemus. On the other hand, the whole koyach of tzmicha in the world comes from Adama. Right? Try and grow an apple tree from the wall over there. Right? The whole koyach of tzmicha, the whole koyach of growth, the whole koyach of shlemus is you get from the Adama. So on one hand, Adama is nothing. Adama is nothing, it's bitl, it's misa. And on the other hand, everything grows. What's the answer? He ha'naisa. That? Oh, it's both. In order to reach the shlemus, you have to reach a level of bitl. You have to reach a level of bitl, of ayin ve'efes, of ofo, in order to get the shlemus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'al says an animal is b'shlemus the first minute it's born. An animal has everything it needs when it's born. Why? Because there's no shlemus for an animal. There's no steiging. Esav, what's his name? Esav. Esav is the letters also. He was made already. He was made. When he was born, why was he called Esav? He had a lot of hair. He was a grown up. He was born a grown up. Why? Because as soon as he comes out, he's going to death. Where's his mahalach? His mahalach is a mahalach to misa. Why? There's no shlemus. So anybody who's not heading for shlemus is shlemus when he starts off. That's not the real shlemus. That's an animal shlemus. So the Meir of Adama teaches us the real shlemus. What happens when you put, to go a step deeper, what happens when you put the seed into the ground? What happens to the seed before it starts growing? It rots. It gets moldy, it rots. And then it starts growing. Then it reaches the shlemus. So anything that doesn't have shlemus straight away, fakert, has the opposite of shlemus, that's heading to shlemus. That's the Adama. The Adama corresponds to the Maral talks to the, I'm just explaining it to you, but the Maral says it in two words. Rather that the Adama is koyach, and not koyach. What does that mean? Koyach, you've got to do something with it. It itself is nothing. Like a pottery, right? You take clay and you shape it. But the Adama itself is nothing, you've got to work on it. In other words, it's koyach, and through working on it, you bring out the koyach, ela po'al. Now in English, koyach is potential, and po'al is a actuality, right? So it's a bit, the Adama itself is not the shlemus of the Adama, on its own. On its own, it's misa. On its own, it's offa, misa, it's trodden on by everybody. But when you work on it, you can bring it to its unbelievable, to the greatest, from just potential to the greatest actuality. Emesis, it's a pasuk in Bereishis. And by the way, that's the avodah of an Adam. That's what Adam is called, Adama. Inasmuch as a person makes himself into iron to effort, inasmuch as a person is mold, kaviyachol ke'ilu, is that the Ma'al Shlemus that person is heading for. And remember, that's what it says. Right? We know that we would explain this before already. Shema'al to say, Inai Eloharim, Me'ayin. Once you get to the Da'at of Ayin, then you're by Ezri, then you get the Shlemus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it say straight after Sheni? Shem created a beautiful world. Eila told the Shemayim Lord Mibar. It says the Pasuk Hey, having based the British Pasuk Hey, but the Kol Siach Asada Teim Yibarat. The Kol Eitzar Asada Teim Yitzbach. Nothing's doing in the world. Why? Ki lo yimte Hashem alekim al ha'aretz. Because it hasn't rained. It hasn't rained. There's nothing doing. It's still misa. The Adam ayin lavad es Adama. There's no Adam to work on Adama. In other words, there's nobody to bring it out to its shlemus. Interesting, the Pasuk says the Loshna of Adam ayin, because that is the Adam. In other words, the ground was like the Adam. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the ground, but then it was kulay misa. Once we reach that level where there's nothing doing, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the rain down. Same thing by Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Adam, a Jew, and a person creates an Adam, a person has to reach a shlemus, but he starts off with no shlemus, unlike an animal that reaches its shlemus straight away. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours down hashpahs on him, like the rain, etc. And that's how he brings out, man brings out his potential, but he has to again begin without potential.
Well, it's related. The only way that the Adam has growth is only to the fuels of the other ones. So why is that a catalyst for the
excellent, excellent.
Well, that is like whatever we need to grab it, then we'll have it in the
excellent, excellent, excellent. It's mamash a parallel. It's you have Adam and you have Adama. When the Adam starts bringing down Hashbar into his Adama through his tefillah, it's mamash midikaneg midak, and Hashbar who brings the Hashbar down onto the ground. So that's why, very good. That's why Maral says that the Adam is, that's why Adam, I mean, is called Adam, Hashem Adama. He's called Hashem, the greatest Mila of the Adama. Because he has the Mila of being able to reach potential. But at the beginning there's no potential. That's the same chiluk as between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, there's no potential. There's no Ramin Shlemus. Olam Hazeh is the physical world, the animal world, right? That's the Yeshus world, the animal world. In other words, Olam Hazeh, if you belong in Olam Hazeh, you get your Shlemus straight away. Esav took Olam Hazeh, Esav was Shlemus straight away. As a little boy, the way he was born, Chazal say that why did Yaakov like, why did Sarah like Yaakov? I know Esau. Not Sarah, I mean Rivka. Right? Yitzchak liked Esau, and Sarah didn't like Esau. You see, the Yaakov, Rivka, ever says Yaakov. Why? Says the Ksav Kabbalah, says others. Because he never hanged around with his mother. He never used to come to his mother.